It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Brian Kilmeade Show here. My privilege to have in studio Mike Pence and, more importantly, Charlotte Pence Bond, authors of a brand new book, Go Home for Dinner, advice on how faith makes a family and family makes a life. Welcome. Thanks for doing this book, and thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate seeing you. Whose idea was, Charlotte? Is this your idea?
No. he came to me and kind of just wanted to talk about it and talk about potentially doing this together, but it was really all him. It's his thing.
Yeah, I signed it. It was my daughter's very modest. She actually has a children's bestseller under her belt. She
I know
wrote a
she
book
was thrilled.
About our families. You know about that. You're one of my favorite authors.
Thank you very much.
I know you follow these things closely. But when I signed a 2-book deal, the way it happened was a friend a couple years ago said, you know, I'm really interested in your autobiography. I look forward to reading that. I like politics. But he said, the story I really want to read is how do you have a family like yours living the crazy life in politics that you've lived at all these different levels.
Never off.
And that was where Go Home for Dinner was born. It was we thought it would be an opportunity to really write a book that says, here's how we took our Christian faith. Here's how we put those principles into practice. Here's how we made a priority for our family. And with the chance to work on it with my daughter, who lived all those days, was a real joy for me, Brian.
Cheryl, when did your dad start getting in office? Your whole life he's been in office?
No, but a lot of it. And when I was 6, he ran for Congress the third time for him, first time for us as kids. He was in Congress when I was first through 12th grade, and then governor, and then vice president. So it's been a long time.
You had to be in two places, right? Two places at once. Literally, when you're home, you got to work, and you're there, you got to work.
Yeah.
So did your dad have dinner with you?
Yeah, he did. It's not just a good title. He really was home for dinner, and we would go into the Capitol building to have dinner with him sometimes. But he really made an effort to be home for dinner. We moved to Washington, D.C., the Washington, D.C. area when he was in Congress so that we could be nearer to him, so he could be at violin recitals and soccer games and things like that. And he really was.
It really, you know, for us, it was all about making a decision to make a priority for your family. You know, people, the title was also born back when I was in Congress, back when we first met, Brian. People would sometimes come up to me and say, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? It's kind of a, you know, it's just implied right. Flattery. And I would always respond the same way. I'd say, home for dinner. Because, I never need to be motivated to work hard. I love
right.
to work hard. I love to see how can I make a difference in the world. But the decision to shut off the computer, to get in the car.
It's getting harder and harder, right?
And sit down, put, you know, as we say in the book,
yeah.
put the phone in the dish and sit down and mm-hmm. and listen to your kids and reconnect with your family on a regular basis. You know, we say that a lot of people in the busy world we live in today can't be home for dinner every day, but there's a way that you can make time on a regular basis to spend time mm-hmm. as a family. And I think it's a key to really strengthening our nation.
You feel good about putting this together? How about your?
Yeah.
How about the rest of your family? I know your brother's serving, right?
Oh, yes, he is. It's been great. It's been a great memory, really. I had my first child in February, so that was a big part of this. We were doing the book on Zoom sessions, and she was usually sleeping, you know, on me while we were working on it, and it was a good chance for me to learn about putting your family first. I had to live out the principles in the book while we were working on it because I was a parent and I hadn't been a parent before, and I had to put the computer away and spend time with her and put her first. And so that was really, really impactful for me to learn at the same time. And it's not, like my dad said, it's not just about being there for dinner. It's about mentally being present too, which is hard, getting harder and harder. And so we even talk about that. We talk about strategies for that and how you can make sure that your family knows you want to be with them and you're engaged with them.
We really tried to, you know, say these are things that you know, from the time I put my faith in Jesus Christ, I wanted a Christ-centered home. Karen and I developed our marriage around our faith. But it's also about being really practical about trying to, you know, build levees around your marriage. You know, some of the decisions Karen and I made about our marriage got a lot of attention when I was vice president, a lot more than I ever expected. But as I traveled
because
across
you said,
the country,
hey, I go have lunch with another woman.
Yeah, just not dine alone with a woman that's not my wife. It was a promise we made to each other when we first got married. But that's what in the book we say there were a lot of ways you can build levees around your marriage and around those most important relationships in your life.
Right.
And you know, we also try and be transparent about lessons learned along the way. And my hope is that the book is an encouragement, because the truth is the American family's in a lot of trouble right now, Brian. I mean, you speak about that often. The truth is that in many ways, marriage and the traditional family are in free fall in this country. And so as all of us think in these anxious times about what we can do to turn America around, you know, our message at the end is, you know, save your family, save America, go home for dinner.
Yeah, it's amazing, too, because I'm getting all these emails now with people with their pronouns. And I'm thinking to myself, what is this about? how hard was the family decision to stop running for president?
You know,
was that a personal decision?
It was. Well, for Karen and I felt called to run. You know, we spent 2 years traveling around the country after we left office. And I spent some time with you here in this studio when my first book came out. And we were just determined to step forward and offer our own vision of leadership and a fresh start for the country. But I'll be honest with you, Brian, it was harder to end our campaign in my heart and in my mind than it was to start it, because I'm a competitive person. I'm somebody that thinks, you know, just keep fighting. But as we reflected on it as a family, as we talked about it, we just, you know, the Bible says, there's a time for every purpose under heaven, and it became clear to us this is not my time. And so we made the decision to step away, and while we were disappointed, we have peace about it.
Charlie, were you in on that decision?
You know, my parents, they take our advice a lot, or they'll listen to our advice, they'll ask our advice, and it's always a family thing that we're doing. I would say I've always kind of been in a lot of positions. I have a chapter in the book about January 6th that I write because I was there. And so I've kind of been around for some of these big moments, and as of my siblings, of course. But yeah, it's an interesting world in politics right now. And I'm frustrated with it. I think a lot of people are, but you know, I support my parents, of course.
Is Trump a word that's not brought up in your house these days?
It's not brought up. I mean, we're as interested in public affairs as anybody. But Charlotte, again, she's being modest. I mean, back on the campaign in 2016, Charlotte literally traveled 130 out of 132 days with us. She was in a gap time in her own education, and her brother and sister said, somebody's got to be there to watch mom and dad. So she ended up writing a book entitled Where You Go, Life Lessons from My Father, all about the campaign. And the last chapter of this book, Go Home for Dinner, is simply entitled Stay, because while I've gotten a lot of attention and frankly a lot of encouragement from people around the country that we stayed at our post on January 6th when we finished our work, a lot of people don't know that my wife Karen and my daughter Charlotte were there at the Capitol, and they also refused to leave. They insisted on staying. They were there till 4 in the morning. And she writes about that in a very compelling way. But I love the chapter that she wrote, because it says whatever's coming at you and at your family, the first lesson is stay together and find your way through it together.
So, Mr. Vice President, that day, was that the armed guard that ended up shooting the woman? Were they watching you?
No, not to, my Secret Service detail was connected with me, and you know, those tragic events, I think, were
separate.
Involved Capitol Hill police, and still heartbreaking to think of the loss of life, the injury to police officers that took place that
Ashley
day.
Babbitt.
Yeah, and
but that wasn't your Secret Service.
It was, and we were, you know, I was evacuated from the floor of the Senate that day, and as I write about in my previous book at some length, And Charlotte writes about it in her chapter of this book. But we were evacuated to a small office just off the Senate chamber. But as Charlotte recounts, I was I didn't want to leave that office next to the Senate chamber. And the Secret Service was telling me again and again, we've got to move you out of here. And I looked at them at one point and I said, you're not hearing me. I'm not leaving. I was just absolutely determined in my mind to stay at my post, do my job. And it was Charlotte that intervened with the Secret Service agent and said, is there somewhere else we could go in the Capitol other than right here? And that's
well, trying to find a compromise because I knew he wasn't going to leave, and I knew the Secret Service
she knows her dad.
Needed him to leave. And so he wanted to stay at the Capitol building. So I just asked, is there somewhere at the Capitol that we can go that you guys, you know, we would be happy with and we would be safe? And so there was.
And so they took us down to the loading dock where we stayed the rest of the day.
So you're out there campaigning. You said almost everything was positive.
Oh, it was a great experience. Yeah. You know, I love what I talked to Tim Scott yesterday, who also went through a tough decision to suspend his campaign. He's an extraordinary American and a great friend of mine. But I love what he said on Fox News, the Trey Gowdy show, where he said anybody that wants to get a higher opinion of this country should run for president because our politics are really divided right now. But you get out among the American people, and whether they're for you or against you, people are unfailingly gracious and encouraging, and they appreciate your willingness to step forward. And with just a few exceptions, we had a terrific experience on the campaign trail.
So he said, this is not, because it's clear this is not my time. That's not saying down the line he's not going to run again.
Right.
Have you thought the same thing? Because you're young enough. Have you thought this, just maybe this is not my time?
Well, our conviction was that that this was not our moment. This was not our time. But we learned a long time ago never to limit God. But you know, it's a real blessing for me that departing from the campaign trail and from active politics coincided with the long planned release of a book about what matters most to us. You know, right. If anybody that knows the Pences knows that our faith in Christ, our family is the most important thing in our life. And you know, my hope is that that maybe as we begin a new season in our life, that people will gain some inspiration. And, you know, whatever the Lord has for us, my aspiration will always be to go home for dinner.
How surprised are you that President Trump is leading right now by 20, 30 points in almost every state?
I be honest with you, when you look at the failed policies of President Joe Biden at home and abroad, the way he's weakened this country, I understand people's enthusiasm for the record of our administration, for the president's record. I get it. I mean, America was more secure. It was more prosperous. And the world was more at peace during our administration. I'm proud of the role I played in all of that. But in many respects, I think that some of the resilience of the former president's support is a reflective of how concerned people are about the direction of the country. I share that concern. That was why I ran for president, and why in the days ahead we're going to be thinking and praying deeply about what role we might play in helping to turn this country around.
All right, we'll take a time out, talk a little bit more with the vice president and his lovely daughter, Charlotte Pence Bond. The name of the book is Go Home for Dinner. A few more minutes with Mike Pence in just a moment. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we're back. Mike Pence and Charlotte Pence Bond are here, and their book is called Go Home for Dinner. And the vice president just made a big decision to not run, suspend his campaign. Tim Scott, over the weekend, surprised Trey Gowdy. He did not know, suspend his campaign. Ms. Vice President, you said everyone's coming up to you asking for an endorsement. Have you thought about it?
Well, you know, we're taking time mostly to focus on our family and our moving our life forward. I told people the only thing harder than suspending our campaign would have been if we just never tried. As I said when I announced back in June, Brian, I think this country's in a lot of trouble. And I think this is a moment where all of us that have the ability to make a difference have an obligation to try. And so I'm glad we ran. But now as we move forward, we're excited about this book because it gives us a chance to talk at a more personal level with the American people. People have oftentimes come up to us and let us know they're praying for us and encouraged by us. And I hope in this book that with the great work my daughter did on it with me, that people will see that it's our faith in Jesus Christ. It's practically putting our family first, going home for dinner, that's made it possible for us to serve in the way we have.
Charlotte, how did you feel about Nikki Haley's daughter being brought up in this? In the debate last time, she's 27, and they said, your daughter's on TikTok. And other people say, well, you keep kids out of this. But when you were in your 20s or you're a kid, how did you feel about that?
I think generally I don't like people bringing up other people's kids. I think if kids get involved, then it's fair game. People ask me a lot, is it hard to see your dad talked about negatively? And I mean, I'm a person and a daughter, so I don't like that, but I'm also not a victim. You know, I think that we weren't raised that way. We're raised to, understand that if you're in public life, you're going to be, potentially talked about in a negative way. But that's, my dad says, that's what freedom looks like. It means that people can say whatever they want. But I think talking about kids, if a kid isn't actively putting themselves in the political sphere, I think you should leave them out of it, just out of respect.
Absolutely. And just real quick, how do you feel about your husband in the military, knowing that you have the Eisenhower, how many people are actually deployed right now?
Right. I mean, you always know that you could be, deployed as active duty. And then, of course, reservists know that, too. I think that everyone's watching very closely. And I think that, of course, it becomes more real maybe when you have members of the military in your family. But
with your brother, too.
Yeah. And with my brother as well. But I think that at the end of the day, you go into the military to serve, and you understand that you could be called upon any time to do that.
Yeah. In fact, her husband, a lot of your listeners may not know her. We're awfully proud of Charlotte. Mm-hmm. She's a best-selling author, and I hope she is again with this book, frankly.
Go Home for Dinner is the name of it.
Her husband's an F-18 pilot Top Gun pilot, and we couldn't be more proud of him.
Mr. Vice President, can you ever see yourself, last question, endorsing the president if he gets the former president, your former running mate, if he gets the nomination?
With regard to any endorsements, I just tell you, we're just going to take a step back, and we're going to listen, we're going to reflect, and we're going to pray, because I love this country. And America is better than we are today, and I'm determined to do my part, whatever that is, to get us to turn this country around.
Yeah, my hunch, you'll be in an administration or you'll be running again. Great to see you guys. Congratulations on Go Home for Dinner. Mike Pence and Charlie Pence, Charlotte Pence, put it out, and they got a great message. Thanks so much for making time for us.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox & Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.